For the tangent on Veritas Catholic Network, I'm Father Sam Kachuba with your daily gospel reflection. I want to pause today and reflect on the first reading that we get at Mass from Acts of the Apostles, chapter 16, verses 22 through 34. This is the great story of Paul and Silas bound in prison. Paul and Silas have been preaching the gospel, and they've been beaten as a result, thrown in jail, and now there they are in jail, singing hymns to God, praying throughout the night while the other prisoners listen. There's a great earthquake that throws open the bars of the jail, and the jailer comes down to see and thinks that the prisoners must have escaped, and he's ready to kill himself for his failure to guard them. Paul and Silas call out to him, and they offer him that great message of mercy. We're all here. Do not harm yourself. And the jailer seeks then baptism. What must I do to be saved? And he's baptized, and there's rejoicing in the house and with the entire family of this jail. You see, according to the standard of the world, we're responsible for everything. It's all up to us, and there's no room for failure. In fact, there's no mercy in the face of failure. But the mercy of God is so different. The mercy of God calls us even in the midst of our failures, even when we have fallen short of the glory of God. The mercy of God is offered to us so that we can continue. Do no harm to yourself, but see that we are here. God in his goodness offers us that gift of mercy again and again and again. He pours it out upon us so that we can know and always live according to that gift and according to that grace. Paul and Silas went nowhere, but rather continued to bear witness. After being beaten, after being arrested, after being thrown in jail, they bore witness to their fellow prisoners. They bore witness even to their captors. So too, you and I have been invited to be witnesses. Whatever the world might throw our way, to be witnesses. Whatever failures we might endure, to be witnesses. Whatever ways we might fall short of God's glory, to be witnesses. And then the reward given to the jailer and to his family will be ours also, to rejoice in the mercy and the love of Jesus Christ.